morning, good afternoon, and good evening, world, and welcome to A Positive Mind with Positive Vibes. First and foremost, I want to welcome and wish everyone a wonderful, wonderful, incredible 2023. Happy New Year, y'all. What a crazy first 10 days it's been, right? And for me, it feels a little longer than 10 days, but man, shit has been crazy. We started with a Mercury retrograde. We had the first big moon, which is a full moon in Cancer. So we were, you know, understanding and going in deep with a lot of these emotions. And, you know, a lot has been going on, man. I feel like there's been a lot of transformation, a lot of clarity, a lot of truth, a lot of unveiling. And, you know, that may have left us with some uncertainty recently. So, you know, if you have any of that going on, or if you have a little bit of all of it, kind of like I do, you know, I just want to say, you keep staying on the path that you are. Stay on the path that feels the most aligned, that feels the best, that feels the most free, that feels the most empowering, right? As long as it doesn't impede or trek upon anybody else's journey, you do what you need to in order to grow, in order to expand, and believe that you're on the right path. Believe that you are on the way to your dreams and to the journey and to the experience and the life that you've always desired, because you are. Now it's time to step into it. That's not at all what this message is going to be about and what this episode's about, but I just wanted to get that out because, you know, I think that, and I know for a fact, especially with myself, we've been feeling a lot of just stagnation, right? Or there's been like a lot of things come up, right? And for a lot of people, there's been a lot of celebration too. So if there's a lot of celebration going on in your life and things are beautiful and fun, like fucking have at it, right? But, you know, I think that it's a bit of a spectrum for all of us. Like, we have some parts of our life that are really good right now, some things that are experiencing a bit of what's, you know, what I call a tower moment, or what's, you know, commonly used as a tower moment. And that's an experience where, like, things as they are or as they were are crumbling, but that doesn't mean that they're gone forever. They're going to be, you know, turned to rubble, or that path is going to be cleared so that something new can be rebuilt upon it. Now, what I really want to get down to is the work that is going to be done in this year. And I'm speaking about a specific kind of work, and the specific kind of work that I'm talking about is light work. Now, this is for all light workers, and this message is going to be for all light workers. And I want to first discuss the term light worker, because I think that it's a term that's used very freely now, and people like to have like this type of pompous fucking attitude when they use like, oh, I'm a light worker. No, each and every one of us, no matter who we are, no matter what we are, where we are, we have the choice that we put forth the action of light workers, right? I had to catch myself, because by nature, we are light. That is what we are. By our original essence, we are light. So therefore, we are light workers. However, through life, through experience, through our environment, through society, through all these things that happen through our existence, we sometimes lose that light, or it may dim at times, right? And that doesn't mean that we're not light workers, but sometimes we just exert a different kind of energy, right? And what people would consider darkness, negativity, whatever it is, it's not light. It's not higher self light, right? Maybe an artificial light, maybe an LED light, you know, whatever type of ultraviolet light, but it's just not original light, that like higher self, divine, cosmic light. Now, what is a light worker? Who is a light worker? Once again, each and every one of us are. And it's about the work, the action, the intention, what is put forth into the universe. That is what determines a light worker. So what does that look like? It can be something as small as saying hello and wishing someone a good day. It could be something even smaller, such as a smile to brighten someone's day. It can be giving someone a ride away as they're getting onto the freeway and they're merging, even if a little slow, right? We're for speeding up especially. Or it could be also allowing a pedestrian to cross. It could be giving someone who's giving you attitude the other cheek, if you will, and entering in a space of positivity and love. Now, by no means do I mean let someone step on you or abuse you or, you know, take you for weak. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that when you enter any type of situation with the intention to bring light, to bring love, to bring something that is beneficial and something that is here to create rather than destroy, you never know the impact that you'll make, right? I tell my team this very often, is that, you know, in the industry that we're in, we are in an industry of medicine. Now, this is natural medicine, this is plant medicine, but we're nonetheless in an industry of medicine. We have the opportunity to turn someone's entire day around, whether that be with knowledge, good service, or just something that they really, really want. Now, we have that power, and by that power of introducing and giving light, we are then light workers, right? It doesn't matter what degree of light work you perform. And that's the one thing I want to specify, is that, you know, people often think that they have to have like all these followers, they have to lead retreats, guided meditations, they have to have these testimonials, they have to have this giant fucking resume of all these accolades and awards and all these great things that they've done for people to be a light worker. No, you just happen to emit your light in the things that you do. And what brought this up was I'm noticing and seeing a lot of new light workers step into their power and step into a space of being in a space to help somebody and to help somebody out, but they don't necessarily know what they're doing, but how to effectively create a boundary within themselves or of themselves between another person while they're helping them. Right. And that's one thing that I want to talk about, is for any of us who are light workers, who, you know, have the intention in the morning to just make someone's day better, to make the world a better place, regardless of how it is. We have to understand and practice and be aware of certain things in order to protect our energy, to protect our light. That's what this episode is about. This episode is about protecting your energy as a light worker. So what does that look like? Well, first and foremost, welcome to the club, right? Welcome to the world of being a light worker. And the first thing that I want to tell you is that, and I'm sure you've experienced this, is that it can be very energetically draining. It can be very tiring. It can be very tiresome. Some of the things you hear can be fucking traumatic and like, just, oh my gosh, I can't believe people experience this. And there are other times where, you know, you're just going to be completely frustrated and mad, and you're going to feel spent and exhausted. Like, I just can't do this. There's so many times where humanity calls upon a light worker in some form or fashion. And it can be in something as small as you can tell by the look in someone's eyes that they're on the verge of tears, or that they've been fighting them back all day, or that they just want to release them, or that they have something really dark on their mind and they're right at that tipping point and that edge, right, of engaging in some type of violence or destruction. Or you can just tell that someone's just been beat by life and there's just stress and this and that, and they're just, you know, they almost have this blank expressionless look on their face. And we, being who we are, we care about people, right? We care about the world. We want to make the world a better place in some form or fashion, and we just want the world to be better. And we realize that it starts with us in some form or fashion, so we take it upon ourselves to engage in a little bit of light giving, right? Expanding that light a little bit, recognizing and acknowledging or expressing a hello, or more deeply, how are you, right? What's going on? Is everything okay? I don't know about you, but that word is like aloha mora for me. Like, it literally, it opens the floodgates for people, and I just learn their life story. It's just a simple, are you okay? Or is everything all right? Now, when we do that, we have to understand that when we open ourselves to that type of energy, we then give permission for that energy to join us, to latch onto us, for us to absorb it through that verbal confirmation, right? I think there's a couple lessons in this. The first, one of the first big ones is that, you know, words are spells. So when we speak them into existence, when we take on that type of energy, especially if it's directed at us, and not at us in the sense of blame or, you know, some type of allegation, it's more in the sense of we are asking for that energy through learning and understanding what this person's experiencing. So we're then therefore absorbing it and taking it into our own aura, into our own space. The moment that we allow that in, willing, if we're, regardless of if we're ready or not, we are going to be taking on that energy, and we are going to be absorbing and intermixing and meshing and making that energy our own. And for many of us, we don't know what has happened until it's already happened, right? Like, we just wanted the intention to just fucking help somebody. We just wanted to brighten someone's day. We didn't want to know about the traumatic experience you had as a childhood, then the debt that you had, and then the bankruptcy you claimed, and, you know, all these extra things. And we haven't even gotten to relationships yet, right? Like, we weren't technically or necessarily ready for all of that, but we were, because we asked for that energy, right? We opened ourselves up to it. So what does that look like for us long term? Well, many effects of this, especially when you don't have a specific regulation or a check or a hold on your energy, it can be very draining. It can be very draining. It can be very tiring. It can be very tiresome. And it can get to a point to where you almost turn very vengeful and negative towards society and towards the world, because you feel like you've given so much and so little has been returned for whatever reason, in whatever form or fashion. So there becomes a bit of resentment and hatred and negativity, and that beautiful power that you once had for light is then turned to darkness and is turned to negativity. And we don't want that. We don't want to be that. A lot of us came from that, right? Like, I came from a world of darkness and stepped and chose to step into a life of light, but it wasn't always this way. So, you know, I think that the first thing, first and foremost, is understanding what we're stepping into, right? And if we've had experiences where we don't necessarily know what we've gotten into, then we quickly feel it, right? Like, towards the first, second, third, fourth, fifth minute, like, depending on how susceptible you are, you get real tired, right? Or you, like, start drifting off, or some of you actually get physically fatigued. Depending on the conversation, you may get physically nauseous, or, you know, sad. You may want to cry. You may take on those emotions, right? All of those things are normal and natural. That's the first thing I want to say, is that's what comes with taking on energy. You're not doing anything wrong. You're not doing anything bad. That's all a part of being a light worker, is taking on that energy. Now, the trick is, how do you not let it affect you like that? Now, I'm going to first and foremost say that I'm still very much affected by energy in the work that I do in this world, and how I help people, and when I listen to them. I have a beautiful and incredible gift and an affinity for listening to people and them being willing to open up to me. And because of that, I take on and have heard many, many different stories, all of which, unfortunately, were of a negative theme or a traumatic theme. However, I have been able to be exposed to these things, so I have been able to develop a bit of an understanding and wherewithal, and certain things that I've learned over time that help me and help me expand and grow. And I also want to say that if these things don't work for you, that's just fine. You and your light work, that is between you and your divine creator, universe, God, Allah, Jesus, nobody, regardless of what you want to call it or refer to it as. If you listen to this podcast, you've learned several things that I've heard about or talked about and discussed lately, and they're often very universal, cosmic, divine. You know, they're very in a higher realm or a higher being sense. And that's because I wholeheartedly believe that without question. And if you listen to this podcast and have listened to this podcast pretty consistently, I would say that there's a part of you, you may not completely, but there's a part of you that's at least curious, if not fully believes, right? So with that being said, if none of these methods or if none of these things that I discuss work for you, that's okay. That's a conversation between you and your divine creator and the Most High. I encourage you to explore and to reflect and to try to understand things, tools, methods, you know, ways of understanding this energy that you take in and take on so that you can better process it, so that you can healthily release it, so that you don't carry that weight, that which is not yours. Because that's what you end up doing, is you end up carrying weight that's not yours. And once again, those things get very, very heavy, especially when they're not meant for you. So, first and foremost is, you know, you have to understand boundaries. And this is a newer one that I learned, but to me, I think this is, I want to start with this because this is one of the most important things, is you have to create a boundary between yourself and the other person. Now, whether this is family, these are friends, this is a spouse, regardless of what it is, you have to healthily create that boundary. And it's within yourself. Just say, hey, this story that I'm about to be exposed to, this experience that I'm about to have, this has nothing to do with me. This isn't my energy. This is me listening and being there for and opening myself up to be able to be there for another person. I'm not opening myself up to be the other person. That's the thing, is when we're conversing with people, we can't become them. We have to be there for them. And it's a very slippery slope, right? Like, it's a very fine line between those two, and it's very hard sometimes to discern which is which. However, you know, it all comes back to how you feel, right? If you're hearing that story and you're taking on a lot of that energy, that's a boundary that needs to be placed and that needs to be played. And honestly, don't feel bad if you need to pause somebody as well in the middle of their story and just say, hey, can you just give me a minute? Like, I want to listen to you. I want to hear you, but this is a lot right now. So just give me a couple minutes or a couple seconds, you know, moments. Let me do some deep breathing. Let me just release a little bit. 3, 2, 1. Okay, cool. Now we're back at it, right? But, you know, it's okay to take those moments if you need to. You know, it's the shit isn't easy. And I think a lot of people, you know, think that like posting some posts on Instagram and this, that, and the other is like light work. And don't get me wrong, it is. But like, that's it. That's all you about to do. That's all you about to do. You have all these beautiful gifts and you just about to make a couple posts on Instagram and call it a day. Nah, man, we here for real work. And that's the thing of this year. This year, from what I'm seeing and from what I've been experiencing and hearing and listening to and paying attention to, it's going to be a beautiful year of expansion and abundance, but it's also going to be a year of great transformation. And we as light workers are waking up in the hundreds of thousands and millions, because that part of us that has been so dormant, it's time for it to awaken. It's time for us to step into our divine selves and our divine beings and be our happiest and be our best and be our most fulfilled. But we can't do that when we're not moving with light, when we're not moving of light, right? And that's the most important thing. So, once again, we have to create those boundaries within ourselves and within that other person and say, you know, this is their story. This is not my story, right? When we're listening to them, we have to keep reminding ourselves in our head, this isn't my story. This isn't my story. This isn't my narrative. You know, I think that something that's worth also mentioning is that if there is a certain part of you after, you know, you've practiced this a little bit and you're still feeling this and still feeling this deep down emotional connection somewhere, you should do some self-reflection, do some journaling, right? Like, think about why is this affecting you so much? And that kind of want to segue is into my second, you know, ask the question of why. Don't ask the person why, because that can open up a whole can of worms, right? And that could even send them down like a whole contemplative series of like, oh my God, what the fuck is life? But what I'm saying is ask yourself, why are you getting so affected by it? Why are you so emotionally connected? And you're right, it's sad, it's painful, it's hurtful. But when you go deeper, oh, I had a similar situation like that. My family member, my family had a similar situation. My lifelong friend had a similar situation. I was exposed or saw this when I was this age. Those are the things that may be coming up, right? Once again, we just came out of a full moon in Cancer. Our first full moon of 2023 during a Mercury retrograde was a moon and a water sign. That's emotions. That's the understanding of emotions, right? And understanding our emotions of ourselves specifically, and how we relate to and how we connect to the world, specifically in society and other people and relationships. But really, once again, it's all a matter of emotion. So these things that are coming up, when you're feeling them and they just feel really deeply connected, and you're like, dude, what the fuck is this? Ask why. Why the fuck is this coming up? Why am I feeling this? Why am I experiencing this? Why? Ask that why. Because I think that the deeper you ask that why, the deeper you get to a solution within even yourself. There's so many things that we experience in life that oftentimes we compartmentalize and we push and we bury, and, you know, we never allow these things to surface, whether that be for guilt, shame, remorse, you know, feeling fear, feeling helplessness, you know, whatever it is. When we have those feelings and experiences, we don't want to feel that. That shit don't feel good. So when we hear someone else talk about it or talk about something similar, that's why we can relate to it, right? We have that connection because somewhere subconsciously within us, within our story, somewhere in life, that similar situation came up, or that similar experience, or that similar feeling and emotion came up, and we can resonate with that. We can connect with that. There's a part of us that feels that, that understands where that person's coming from on a level we can't fully comprehend or express or understand. So because of that, once again, ask yourself why. Because you're feeling that in itself, that should be proof that there is a part of you that is hurting somewhere. There is a part of you that is a reflection that needs to be healed. Now, once again, I think that light work is so fascinating because oftentimes we attract the people that are connected to our traumas that we've overcome. And it's so interesting to me because oftentimes our light work comes from those very shadows that we have once gone through, right? Like we have almost like, it's like we went in the cave and cleared the road for everybody else. And now everybody's also is like, hey, where's the map? And they want us to draw the map. And there's nothing wrong with drawing the map, right? There's nothing wrong with sharing the map. What's most important is that you understand that you are not on their same journey into that cave. You are not, you may be giving that map, but you don't need to rewalk that road. You don't need to re-go on that journey and go through that cave and excavate. You already did all that. You already cleared that space. You claimed it. You made it happen. And you solved that puzzle. You brought that into existence, right? You shed that light. That's not for you to do again. So when you have an interaction with someone, or someone lays on, you know, some trauma or some deep heavy shit or some stressful things that have really been hitting them hard, remember that you've overcome that some way somehow. And I know that in the moment sometimes you're like, man, I don't know anyone that could overcome that. Well, you did somehow. And it may not be the experience, it may be the emotion. It may be how the person's feeling in that time that you've overcome that, and you say, oh, wow, yeah, I do remember when I felt that. It was a completely different situation, and I have no idea why I'm even thinking of this right now. But yeah, I remember when I felt that way. I remember when I felt the same way you did. It was just in a different experience. It was just in a different setting. That's why you're there. That is why you're there, because you are there to help lead them along their journey when they're lost. That is what light work is. All you're doing is just help shedding a light. You're like, it's like you have a person on a road in a journey, right? They're just going and they're traveling in the dark. They're traveling in the dark. They're trying to figure out what to do in life. They're trying to just be on their path, create their own journey. And then you come along and like, oh, I already did some of this. Oh, did you really? Yeah. Let me shine my lantern or light a candle or light a torch or even turn on my lamp so that you can get to where I'm at. right? I've already gotten this far. Let me shed this light on this current part of your road so that you know where to go, so that you know how to navigate it, so you know how to move through it, right? And once again, that is not your journey to re-walk through. So just because you give them the map and show them that light, how they get there or how they get to that light or to you is completely their choice. They may not go the same route you did. They may not walk the same path you did, but they'll still get there. And that's okay, because that's their journey. That's for them to understand, right? So I think that at the end of the day, light work is nothing but helping another person along their journey. And that's why I say it can be something as simple as saying, hello, how are you? Or hello, I hope you have a great day. Or even just giving a smile, right? You never know the power that you have in someone's life when you're willing to set yourself aside and put that other person first. And I'm not meaning in like literally like your life, right? Like they come first. What I mean is that throughout your day, you have opportunities. And this is why I say it's a choice, right? Light work is light, but work, the action, the physical manifestation. You have a choice to then perform that or to act it every single time. That's why it's called work, because you have a choice to do it. Every single day, we have opportunities to perform small things of light work or big things, right? It can be, once again, letting someone over in a right-of-way, paying for someone's meal in a drive-thru. You know, I noticed that was a big fad for a little bit, then everybody stopped, right? It was real interesting. But, you know, every single day we have an opportunity and a choice to be able to perform light work in some way or fashion. Some of these things can get very intense and very real. Now, I want to issue a quick disclaimer before I enter this conversation. This can be a bit triggering for some because I touch on the topic of suicide. Now, I've had those thoughts and feelings and expressions, and you know, there's even one time when I wrote my note. You know, not a lot of people know that about me. It's my first time actually really discussing this, but you know, it was a very dark time for me, and you know, luckily I was very grateful enough to have, you know, a higher self, a higher purpose, a higher mission to be able to pull me through these things. And I had people as well. I had love and support from people around me. But honestly, for the most part, it was a pretty isolated, pretty dark spot. And that's what got me there in the first place. So a friend of mine told me a story. And it was that she got a call from a friend one day, and she was just extremely frantic. She was crying. She was sad. Long story short, she was put in a situation at home that landed her right in the same bed as, you know, someone who was very negative in her life and toxic and traumatic. And she just didn't want to be there anymore. She thought that, you know, performing that action was her only way out. And my friend did something really cool. And she was able to talk her through and away from that choice. Now, that is incredible. Like, the ability to talk someone into loving themselves another day, just enough to wake up the next day. Like, that is fucking incredible, right? That's the power of our light work. However, she told me that afterwards she sobbed, and she couldn't stop sobbing because she absorbed so much of that energy. She took on so much of that story. She was able to hold it back during the phone call, but the moment that she hung up, she just bawled uncontrollably and couldn't stop. She just could not let go of that feeling, that emotion that was there. So in through her talking to me, you know, one of the first things I said was, you know, you have to understand that energy was not yours. That was not your story. That is not your narrative, right? That is not your current experience. You are listening to it. The second thing is, and that's where, once again, that boundary comes in, right? That's the boundary. The second thing is, you also have to understand that there's a reason why this person was brought up to you. There's a reason why this person was a reflection of you in this time. So I think that a big question of this is, why did it affect you the way it did? right? There's that, once again, that why is, why did it affect you so deeply? Why did you connect so deeply to it? And then through some self-reflection, she was able to understand a time where she was in a very similar situation and living experience. So she was able to connect through that trauma, right? That trauma bond, if you will, even. And not in a toxic negative way, in like an actual, like building a bridge to kind of bring someone over to the other side kind of way. That trauma bond was there and established, and she was able to connect to that person. But because she was able to connect to that other person absorbed that energy of light and love and was able to regain a better sense of self and a stronger sense of self, and enough to give her the will to fight another day. To this day, she's still here. She's doing much better. She's growing. She's expanding. My friend, I connected with her recently, and she told me that she's very, very proud of her. So the individual is still here. But the reason I tell that story is because that's a classic case of someone who was just stepping into her light work and their light work and didn't really understand the magnitude of what a story can do, right? The depth in which energy can be drained from you, because she entered with, once again, a great heart and a great intention. She wanted to help. She wanted to grow. She wanted to help and be there for this person who needed help. She just didn't realize how much of herself was actually involved in the situation. And that's the thing, right, is that in being a light worker, you also have to understand, and this is the third important part, is that these experiences are reflections for you. They are reflections for you to either look back and recognize where you once were, or to do the finalized bit of healing for what you have overcome, right? Because the one thing that I know is that the universe isn't going to put something in front of you that you're not ready to overcome, that you're not built to withstand, that you are not able to be successful with. So with that being said, oftentimes when we're faced with light work or, you know, very traumatic conversations or, you know, tasks or experiences, in the sense of hearing the story from another person or even witnessing it, we tend to connect to it deeply, right? But why do we connect to it? Once again, we connect to it to identify it, to highlight it, to recognize it and say, there's a part of me here that still needs to be brought to the light. There's a part of me where some light still needs to be shed upon. So, you know, at the end of the day, light work is nothing but, to me, a beautiful conversation of healing, right? And because you are in a position to be able to shed greater light, that doesn't mean that you can't learn anything from it either. Right. And I think that especially as light workers, as we continue to mature and progress into our what we do in life, regardless of what it is, I find that we often get so caught up in the work that we think that we can't learn anything from the work anymore. But I learn something new every day about myself, about the world, about people. And as long as we're open to learning and being open to receiving that knowledge and learning, we're always going to continue to grow and expand, right? We're always going to continue to further expand our light, right? Like, that was the purpose of this podcast. That's the purpose of every message that I've shared with each and every one of you, is to expand my light and to share it and to shed it upon you. Any dark moments you could be experiencing, dark thoughts you could be having, any dark situations you find yourself in, if I can just be, you know, a small ember that sparks a fire of evolution and reignites, right, the engine or the torch of revitalization for you, I've done my job, right? But once again, that's what light work is that, you know, it's going to take a part of you in order for you to become and enter and help transmute a part of another person, right? So once again, it's understanding and acknowledging, you know, the fact that any work you do is light work. But when you do commit and perform this light work, you have to have boundaries. You have to set healthy boundaries for yourself, and not only, once again, for that other person. Because if you don't set boundaries for even that other person, feelings can get attached, miscommunications, missed signals, you know, misinterpreted signals can form. There's all these different things. So you yourself have to even be careful for others, right? Because people, especially in traumatic experiences, when you're there for someone, there's typically some type of a savior complex that's developed, and sometimes those connections can lead to further toxic relationships down the line, right? Because they weren't genuine. They were coming from a place of hurt, not from a place of healing or being healed. So it's, you know, you have to understand the power that you have as a light worker and what you can do and what you're capable of. We each and every one of us have such a great power within us. And with great power, once again, to quote Uncle Ben, comes great responsibility, or Aunt May, right? As we learned in this new movie. But at the end of the day, light work is a gift. It's a blessing to both those who receive it and those who perform it. And it's once again in the small little deeds throughout the day. It's the good deeds, the holding the doors open. It's the smiles. It's, you know, the waving. It's the speaking and wishing a great day. Like when you speak into someone and wish for them to have a great day, you could literally change someone's life and turn their frown upside down, so to speak, right? But literally, their life could literally be on like this weird kind of curvature that's like if you cut a circle in half, right? That bottom half where it's kind of like circular, it's half a circle. If you set a ball, if you throw a ball in that curvature, it's going to sit at the bottom. It'll roll back and forth a little bit, but it's going to sit at the bottom. However, if you were to set it at the top, it would only sit at the top, right? Now, obviously, you need some magnets and a couple of other things, but the reality of it is that you can literally turn, once again, that frown of sadness upside down. And what you also do when you think about it is a frown is an inverted. It's the top half of the circle. When you turn it upside down, not only is it something that can also, you know, hold at the bottom, but it can do just that, hold at the bottom. So someone who was blocked from receiving the well of abundance, you've turned their cup over so that they can then receive from the well of abundance, right? Like it's crazy. Those are two very conflicting analogies, and one of them will work for you, I'm sure. But you know, the reality of it is that they're both applicable in this, because once again, as above, so below. Like light doesn't have a specific directional form. It just is. It just exists. It's just light. It's ever being, ever present, ever existing, and most importantly, ever illuminating. So, you know, once again, to all light workers, you have to set these boundaries, because our work is just beginning. Like the world is about to transform. There's so much that's about to change. There's so many lives that are about to change and go through so much shit and craziness. We have a very big task ahead of us. We have an entire life and an entire world to change. We have an entire social norm to rewrite. Like, we're not going to be getting this done in like one generation type shit, right? Like, this is going to be a multi-generational transformation for the human species. And it all starts with the heart. It all starts with the mind. It all starts with those combining to create the spirit. And that's what it is we are returning to ourselves. We are returning to our hearts. We're returning to our minds. We're reconnecting with our spirit. And for many, that's a very hard thing to do because they don't even know where to start. Well, that's where light workers come in. Once again, we come in, we help, we shed light, but more importantly, we shed light understanding that those journeys are not ours to walk. We have to make sure that we are balancing and maintaining the fact that we are not receiving and taking in that energy, because that's not our energy to take on, right? Like, once again, when did this person start telling you about your life, right? They're telling you their story, not yours. So keep that in mind when you're listening to people. And once again, I know you're an empath. I know you can feel it. I know you can feel the pain. I know you feel it. So what does that say about you? Where are you still feeling that pain within you? Right? Like, once again, it's a matter of transmuting the energy. You have the opportunity to transmute energy every day. You do it when you perform light work. When you say, hope you have a great day to someone, right? And you brighten their day. You literally take the energy and transmute it into light to illuminate and brighten their day. So when you are having these deep conversations or deep traumatic recollections with people and they're telling you their life story and you feel it, what part of you needs to be brightened, right? Why are you feeling the way that you are? Once again, asking that why. That's that second part of it, right? We set our boundaries. We understand that that's their journey. But if we still feel connected to it and deeply related to it, why? Why is that so hurtful for us? Why is that so painful? Why is that so triggering? Why does it affect us like that? And then lastly, we also have to understand that these people are in our lives for a reason to reveal to us something that's meant to be there. And because of that, we accept it. We accept our duties and our task as light workers. We accept that this is all a part of the journey and experience, right? Like every time that you have a deep light working session or experience, you're going to feel some type of way after. I promise you that. You're going to feel emotional. You're going to feel connected. You're going to feel something. It's your choice. Once again, light work is always a choice. It is going to be then your choice to reflect and understand where that's affecting you, why that's affecting you the way it is, and what has been there so deep within that's been suppressed, that has been buried, that has been bottled up, that now is ready for the light, that's ready to come out to the light. So once again, you know, give yourself that grace. Right? And give yourself that space to be able to, you know, once again, communicate when you need to take a quick breath, when you need to take a quick break, right? Also, though, know when you just can't take it anymore. Like if you've had a long day and you're just doing it and doing it and doing it and doing it well, and you come home and there's like someone that reaches out to you like, hey, I just really got to talk. You know, ask them a series of questions like, is this a life or death situation? Like, you know, what's going on? But before they can get too deep, depending on the severity of it, and you'll know the severity when you hear it, just say, hey, you know, honestly, it's been a really draining day. I want to be able to give you the energy and the dedication and the attention that you deserve. Can we pick this up tomorrow? Can we set aside this time, calendar it out, I'll send you an invite, or we can just set an alarm, or I'll just call you at this time and we can talk about it. But today, it's just been a really energetically draining day, and honestly, I just don't have the energy, right? That's a part of boundaries too, but you got to clearly communicate that, right? Like, I understand if you want to just ghost or go on silent or do not disturb, people get that message too. But go the extra distance, communicate, dude. Just let people know when you just can't do it anymore. That was a really hard thing for me, is that I didn't know that limit, right? Like I always thought that I could just push the limit more and more and more and more. And then one day it's like, bro, I can't even think for myself right now, right? Like, and I had to learn through me being as stubborn as I am, wanting to change the world, that I even have to communicate like, look, dude, I've just had a long day. There's a lot going on and I just can't do it right now. We'll pick this up tomorrow. And there's nothing wrong with that, because once again, part of being a light worker is knowing when to save and secure enough light for yourself, right? You can't just perform light for everyone else. You have to perform light work on yourself as well. You know, you can't just be an alchemist for everyone else. You have to transmute your own energy. And however you do that, is so long as it's in a healthy way, right? Journaling, the gym, voice memos, therapy, a collection of all four, regardless of what it is. Doing puzzles, right? Shit, reading, meditating, playing video games, right? Like, of course, in a healthy balance with all things. But once again, whatever it is that you need to revitalize, replenish, and rejuvenate that life within you and that light within you specifically, do it. Because you deserve it, and you're putting in the work in the world, and you deserve to have that work replenished within you and replenished within your life. You do incredible work each and every day. You perform beautiful, beautiful gifts every single day. You are incredible. You are divine. You are here to make a difference. You are here to change lives. You are here for a purpose. You matter. The work you do, the words you say, the smiles you give, the way you illuminate the world and existence and people's lives around you fucking matters. You matter. You are special. You are loving. You are divine. You were perfectly created in all ways, physical and non-physical. You are divine by every definition. And you have the power to share that light and to share that energy with someone in need, with the world, with humanity, with society. Every single day we have an opportunity to. But they will always, always be our choice. So the choice is always ours. And that's going to be the biggest theme of this year, is it's going to be a choice of what we do, what we commit to, the type of person we are. We're going to be challenged. We're going to be distracted. We're going to be this, that, and the third, and the fourth. Stand firm. Stay the course and stay focused. Because especially as light workers, there's a lot of people who can see that energy and it looks delicious to them. They want to drain it, right? Givers can hardly identify takers, but takers can always, always identify givers. So you have to once again understand that light. You have to understand how powerful you are. You have to set those boundaries. You have to understand where the lessons are. You have to be able to detach and understand that you're helping a person along their journey, not you're walking them on that journey or walking it for them, right? You have to understand and reflect on how these experiences and this story is connecting to you, to where it's teaching you something about yourself. And most importantly, you have to be humbled and teachable in all experiences. Because as a light worker, there's nothing better and gratifying than being able to help someone, but also learning from their experience and learning from them and, you know, really reflecting and saying, you know, damn, I remember when I was there. Or damn, I remember when I was experiencing that. I don't feel that way anymore. I haven't felt that way in years. I haven't felt that way in months, days, weeks, whatever. I am proud of myself. Those are the moments that you celebrate your growth. Those are the moments you celebrate your overcoming of obstacles. And of course you do it all the time, but like those are those moments that are extra special, right? Where you just get that confirmation from the universe through talking with someone else, where you've made their day, you've got talked them, you know, off of whatever mental craziness or experiences that they were having, and whatever wildness or whatever tempest or, you know, whirlwind was within their spirit or their mind or soul or all connection of three. And then you're able to reflect and learn and like, wow, you know, I really did come a long way. That's something that is so beautiful and gratifying. And I hope you experience that each and every day for as long as you can. But even if you don't on those days, know that it's okay too. Because once again, that's just a further sign of your evolution and expansion. Either way it goes, you're growing, evolving, and expanding. No matter how you do it, no matter when you do it, no matter what you do it with, you are growing and expanding. So once again, my light workers, I am proud of you. I love you. I appreciate you. Thank you for what you do. If you have not heard it today, this week, this year yet, I thank you. I am proud of you. Thank you for sharing your light. Thank you for sharing your love. Thank you for sharing your smiles. Thank you for sharing your magic. Thank you for being who you are in this world and making a difference and an impact. And thank you for helping all of us fellow light workers in our beautiful community change this world for the better. I love you. I wish you peace and blessings, love and light always and in always and forever. Know that I'm always here. I'm always open and welcoming all light worker stories or any stories, any journeys, anything. Please feel free to reach out to me. You can reach out to me on my website, pmpvpodcast.com. You can reach out to me on Instagram, pmpvpodcast, or search my name, Austin Varvel. You can find me on Facebook, Austin Varvel. I'm everywhere. I'm literally everywhere. I'm available at any time, any place. Please feel free to reach out. I'm here to listen. But once again, you know, I'll communicate my energy balances as well and my energy limits, you know. So once again, I'm here. You are loved. You are appreciated. You are everything. You are divine. You are incredible. And you are a gift. And you are light to each and every being you experience. The choice will always be yours. I love you. I wish you peace and blessings, love and light, and always and forever. Ashe.